I feel great. I got a great reception in Sheffield. All the air was standing back of my head when I walked out. It were absolutely amazing.
Were you surprised with the atmosphere?
I were, yeah, when I don't know, I didn't know what to expect because I've never gone through anything like that. But it was so real, you know, when you walked out and everyone was stood up and cheering. It was amazing.
How do you feel that the fight went?
I'm very glad that he went 12 rounds because a fighter always questions himself, you know, about the distance. Knowing that I've done 12 rounds now, I may be holding back slightly a little bit halfway through, thinking, no, just in case I need anything later on. But now I know how the 12 round distance goes. I'm absolutely buzzing about
How would you rate the performance?
it. It went 10 out of 10, nowhere near, but I think that I ticked a lot of boxes when I boxed. I thought that my chin, I've obviously I can take a shot and I can box it at a decent pace, you know, and I varied it up, you know, but love more and do what a gallant effort from him. He's definitely the warrior, and I don't think anyone in No man on this planet could get rid of him, but I know I rocked him with a few shots, but he stayed in there and he come back well.
I know watching, I felt that if there would have been a 13th round, you probably would have got that stoppage. You really went for it, didn't you, in the final rounds?
Yeah, I got that urge to march forward. I could tell that he didn't want to be in there. He couldn't wait for the bell to go. You're holding on for dear life at times, but you know that to get through it, and but yeah, I caught him with some good shots, and I was just so happy with the crowd behind me. They were cheering me on and getting behind me.
I see that you and Amir Khan have had a bit of a spat on Twitter. What's that all about?
Yeah, being on Amir Khan, to be fair, like any UK fighter, I'm 100% behind him, and he's slagging me off in ways, and he's not bigging me up. So I basically just tell him that if he wants it, he can have it. Basically, if he wants to move it to 147, which I think he will, I think that's the fight what we all want to see.
That fight, though, realistically, is probably 18 months away, isn't it?
Maybe so. Yeah, I think in that time I'll have a belt waiting for him, and we'll be able to sort him out and get him on Sky Sports, I think, because I don't think he's got a good relationship with Sky Sports, so it's a perfect fight for the fans in England and around the world want to see that fight.
How far away are you now from a world title shot?
Maybe one or two more. Do you know what I mean? That fight where I learned so much from that fight the other night. I think that we're gonna get together. We're gonna get a solid top opponent and box him and go from there. But I am virtually on the doorstep for a world title now.
What about Paulie Malignaggi? Would he interest you?
Yeah, Paulie Malignaggi, his name has been mentioned before. Someone of that caliber, someone at that standard. Obviously, he were a world champion. All he operates at world level, and he's got the talk, and it'd be a good fight, I think, for Sheffield. I think with the turnout we had overnight and reception we had, I think that his next fight is going to be in Sheffield, but we'll need a bigger venue, Seth.
Against Ndou, you had to take a few shots. Does that concern you?
No, it didn't worry me at all. You know, I showed that I get caught with shots, and I come firing back straight away. You know, I was never hurt in there. It never hurt me at all. I know exactly where I were on the ball, but obviously there's lots that I've learned from that fight. We need to tighten up on defense and certain things, but it's all there to do. You know, I'm gonna keep watching the tape and looking through it, and we'll go from there.